Good morning, everybody. This is Ross from Eat Sleep Archery. It is January 7th. We are still doing a podcast. I've been getting asked constantly, when's new stuff coming out? When's new stuff coming out? Well, it's here. I wanted to make this short episode this morning. Just kind of going to do a recap. By the way, Happy New Year's. We were actually hunting on Christmas, hunting on New Year's. So, javelina season's in full swing right now, but I just kind of wanted to recap on some of the things I've done this year and maybe help you guys out this coming year. One of the biggest things I did this year was I switched broadheads. I did a lot of broadhead testing. That was pretty cool. Maybe in the next episode, we're going to do like maybe a top five 2020. I don't know. I kind of want to get your guys' feedback too on maybe some things that you'd want to see in review, different things like that. I didn't switch arrows. I switched fletchings up a little bit. I got to do more hunting this year than I have in the past couple of years. A lot of it due to work, personal things going on. Everybody has that. The biggest number one thing that I can't emphasize to anybody enough is take your kids out. I had the chance to take my stepdaughter out. She's 10, and that was awesome. Whether it be just a nature hike or you're actually hunting, that was a lot of fun. It's going to be hard this coming year with politics and things that are going on in the world. I'm trying not to follow, and I don't want to talk politics ever. With what is going to happen with the American interior as far as hunting goes. I hope and pray that this year and the following four we're still going to be able to hunt. We're still going to have guns. That's my biggest issue. A lot of people don't know this. I don't just shoot archery. I actually shoot rifles as well, whether it be long range or pistol. I'm a huge 1911 guy. As far as everything else, there is new products coming out. The new bows, the only new bow I've got to put my hands on yet that really struck an interest, because I do shoot Matthews, is the V3. I'm going to do a review on that in the next couple days, possibly as soon as Monday or Tuesday of this coming week. I know that here down at Desert Archery, they've got a lot of inquiries about the V3s. Due to COVID, it's really hard to get them. The new Hoyts haven't dropped yet. I'm also interested in that to see what the new carbons are going to be like. Bowtech, I don't even know what Bowtech is doing. And the Prime Nexus, I haven't been able to shoot yet. I have looked at one. I don't remember exactly what model it was. The whole point of this episode is just to tell you guys that, yes, we are going to be doing reviews. Yes, we do have the YouTube channel up. You guys can follow us on there, Eat Sleep Archery. There is not one episode on there because I haven't found anything that I want to talk about or do in review that I haven't already talked about on the podcast. On the YouTube side of things, we do want to do broadhead torture tests. Everybody likes watching those for whatever reason. And maybe I can go back to my top five 2020. I don't always look for strength. I look for accuracy. And maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Everybody's a little different when it comes to broadheads. And possibly an arrow torture test too. I mean, obviously, I'm guilty of it. The plate of steel. Doing the steel shoots. The iron steel plate or whatever it may be called. I've toasted some arrows on that. So obviously, if you shoot an arrow into something hard, it's going to explode. 10-1. I just appreciate everybody's support and everything we're doing this year. we are going to keep going as long as we can and just keep on rocking. I'm working on t-shirts, decals, things of that nature for merchandise to purchase. Pricing is going to vary. Obviously, with COVID, things are going to vary. It's just really hard to get anything right now. And it just amazes me that you can go on Amazon and still get something in 3 or 4 days. A lot of things in the archery world isn't like that right now. The rumor was that there was an arrow shortage. There was a material on arrow shortage. I don't think that to be true at all. If I go into a gun store and I don't see any ammo, and I come to an archery shop, whether it be here, there, or anywhere, it doesn't matter, they're going to have arrows or they're going to be low on arrows. Something compatible for you to shoot. It's pretty sad in this country that one day arrows will turn into ammunition, because ammunition will be no more. That's just how I feel about it. As far as everything else is just cooking right along. But again, with COVID and everything else going on in the world, it's been really hard to get bows. I want nothing more to do a line review on everything 2021. And so far, I'm 2 out of 5 that I know that I can shoot and shoot well and do a review on. So as far as today goes, guys, it's going to be, like I said, a short episode. But Eat Sleep Archery is still alive. That's I know we haven't done an episode in a while. Everything got canceled. We were going to go to Vegas. We were going to do a live feed at Vegas. We were going to do a telecom live feed with Lancaster, my buddy Brad Rowan. We were going to do all of that. And big plans for the podcast. And that all kind of fizzled out due to COVID. I'm led to believe that COVID's getting a little better. But as far as supply goes, it's not.